This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Aaron is on the phone today for a First Date Follow-Up, and he's getting ghosted by Monica. So we're going to see if we can find out why and maybe get him another date if he still wants one in a second. First, let's find out about the date. Aaron, how long has it been since you heard from Monica?
Hey, guys. I love the show, by the way.
Love you, Aaron.
It's been 4 days.
4 days.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You sure you're getting ghosted?
I think so at this point. I mean, here's the thing. I felt like the date went great. We met on Bumble. I mean, like everyone, that's kind of the only way you can meet nowadays. But she is beautiful. You know, she's kind of got like this, I don't know, this real like kid, you know, youthful energy to her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about like Disney movies, you know, just like I'm a big kid at heart too. I love cartoons. I love all of that.
Okay.
And we went out for sushi, and she was laughing. She seemed to be having a good time. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought it went well. I was a gentleman. Didn't try to kiss, nothing. So I really would. I would love to possibly have a second date if she is interested. And
tell us about the sushi.
Find out what happened. Sushi was good. Here's the thing. I'm not like a huge seafood fan, but you know, I thought it would be something kind of a little more interesting, but I was still pretty impressed, and having some sake with it definitely helps. I'll say that.
So wait, you're the guy that's like, let's go to sushi, and then gets California rolls and then everything that's cooked, like shrimp tempura.
Do they have steak?
Hey, man, what's wrong with that? I do that.
I mean, just go to a different restaurant. I don't know. Or maybe you just really like California rolls. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to clown you right now, Aaron. I just found that funny.
No, you're good. I mean, like I said, it was just fine. It's just, yeah, I'm not a big seafood guy, I guess.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Is Monica a seafood gal? Was she enjoying the sushi?
She seemed to, yeah. She seemed to be really into it. And I don't know. I thought it might be something a little better than just taking her out for, you know, beers and burgers or something, you know?
Sure. Did you feel like she was flirting with you?
Yeah, I really did. And like I said, I even when we were like chatting, you know, we seemed to have a lot in common. We seemed like both, you know, like I said, big kids at heart. You know, I'm someone who I love to, you know, to make my date laugh. And she definitely seemed to be clicking with my humor. So I hope there can be a second one.
Can I ask, you said you were a gentleman and that you didn't try to kiss or anything. Now, granted, y'all met on Bumble. Not maybe that's more of like a Tinder thing, but could that have been what she was looking for? She wanted more of the...
Because Bumble is when the woman reaches out to the man after they match?
Yeah. So I'm saying like maybe she wanted more of a hookup.
I don't think so. I'll be honest, that's not really what I'm looking for. I mean, again, she's very beautiful. Not that I'm not attracted to her, but I am kind of more in the market, you know, for something more long term.
Okay.
But I didn't get that vibe either. I mean, I didn't feel like she was disappointed that I didn't make the move.
And is there anything else you can think of that might be the reason you're getting ghosted?
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't talking enough or something. I mean, that's kind of the only thing I can think of, but she generally did. She seemed to be laughing. She seemed to be having some fun. Seemed to be smiling a lot. So yeah, I don't know.
If you say you weren't talking enough, did you mean you just sat there and looked at her while she ate sushi and tried to tell you things? Because
no.
You know what? That might do it for me, too. Because then I'd be tired.
No,
you have to work really hard.
I wouldn't say that. I guess here's the thing is that, you know, she was telling me about her childhood, her family, and, you know, she's kind of been kicking around the ideas of going back to school and stuff like that. And I genuinely enjoyed listening to her and listening to what her plans were. So,
okay,
that's cool.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Aaron is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Monica. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, why don't you catch everybody up? Aaron, what's the situation with Monica and the ghosting?
So we had met on Bumble. We went out for sushi. I thought at least it went really well, but I haven't heard anything in the past few days and I'm really hoping that I can possibly get a second date.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, go somewhere where you like the food instead of taking her to sushi where you don't really like seafood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason, you know.
That's kind of flaggy to me.
Yeah.
No offense. It kind of is. So maybe if that's it, then this is savable then.
Yeah. We'll see, Aaron. We're this about to call her. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Monica, please?
This is she.
Monica, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, and the whole show is here too, Monica. My name's Nina.
And mine's Victoria.
Wow, hi. Is it? Hi.
Hi.
Is this real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, oh, cool. How would you like to be on it?
Depends on what for.
Let's say you were on it for the To Catch a Cheater segment. Would you want to be on it for that?
No.
Okay. What about a first date follow-up? You know, where you go on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them and we try to find out why?
Oh, sure.
Okay, cool. It works perfectly then, because that's what this is.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know who you're ghosting, Monica?
I have a feeling. Is it Aaron?
Yes.
Ooh.
Are you ghosting Aaron? Because it's only been a couple days, but he's pretty sure you're ghosting him.
I'm not purposely ghosting him, but I guess it has been sort of happening, yes.
Why?
Okay. Well, we went on a date, and, you know, he was really nice and everything, but he, on the date, he brought a rubber fish toy.
A what?
Like a kind of like a kid, like a rubber fish, like the kind of like a kid would play with, like in a bathtub.
Okay.
He called it Flippy.
Fun.
My nephew's got some of those.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. He named it Flippy.
That's cute.
Yeah. He introduced Flippy in the beginning and like put it on the bar next to his beer. And I thought it was just like him being silly at first, like, oh, he's playful. Okay. You know, we're at sushi. Like, he's going to bring this like rubber fish, I guess. It was a weird choice, but whatever. But he just kept referencing Flippy and like talking to Flippy throughout the evening. And like, yeah, I didn't want to be mean, but, or call him out. It was like a nervous thing.
Was Flippy getting stressed out watching everybody eat its friends?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a weird place to take a fish.
It was just kind of weird. I don't know. It was just a little weird and it made me uncomfortable. So yeah, I guess it was him.
Did it look like he brings Flippy with him everywhere?
That's what I would gather. Yeah. Like it was like his like pal.
That's really nice of you to just kind of understand that some people have like nerves and anxiety and maybe Flippy's his friend. I don't know how I would handle that. Actually, that's a really interesting situation, Monica.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was like, you know, a bit playful, but maybe not exactly, you know, my vibe. So I was just like, maybe, you know, I don't know. It was just a little weird.
Did like the at the end of the date, did like the three of you guys hug it out together, or did you get a separate hug from Flippy?
It did feel like he was like a third wheel, like he was like involved.
Oh wow! Oof. Okay, outside of Flippy, Monica, how was the date?
Outside of that, it was fun. Outside of that, it was like, you know, I think our personalities match. We're playful. Like, we're both kind of like dorky in a fun way, you know? So I think outside of that, it was, you know, fun. It was just the,
Flippy.
The toy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us and being honest with us.
Yeah. This is so crazy.
I'll be honest with you now too. Aaron is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time. I don't know if Flippy is with him, but he does want to talk to you.
Oh, wow.
Is Flippy there?
Okay.
No, Flippy is not here. He had a doctor's appointment. I'm kidding.
Hi, Aaron.
Listen, I'm sorry. I sometimes ask my friends. I sometimes have a weird sense of humor. And I know that you were telling me that you know, you love to talk to your cats a lot, and so I don't have any pets, and it was dumb. I thought it would just be kind of like a fun little icebreaker. I didn't mean for it to be that weird again.
That's actually pretty cute.
I do not bring Flippy with me or sleep with him or anything like that.
Well, I hope you're not sleeping with Flippy if you're trying to date other people. Trying to date Monica.
Okay, I do talk to my cats, but I did tell them I had, you know, but they're like alive, you know. I don't know. Yes, it's true. But
right.
Hey, I mean, listen, cats are great listeners. Nothing wrong.
Kind of the same thing.
Again, it was just kind of meant as a silly, dumb joke. Like I said, an icebreaker. I really did have a great time though. So if you are up to it, and I promise Flippy will be in no way coming to the date. Maybe we could try again.
Monica, would you like to go out with Aaron again? We'll pay for it.
Oh, that's nice. As long as there's no like stuffed animals either, like nothing, you know, just us, and then I'd be down.
I can't believe you got to say that, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, hey, Flippy said he's already starting to see someone else, so yeah, okay. Just let me know when you'd like to go out again.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way, because I did like you, so,
aww.
Yeah.
thing.
Yep. So that you got Flippy
just,
blocked.
This time.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.